Okay, the Avreish Zion, first column. Kol ma'anigas haShabbos. Anyone who gives pleasure to the Shabbos, who makes pleasurable the Shabbos, nois nimloi mishalas, libo is given the desires of his heart. Denoida. Because it is known, ki kedushas Shabbos gedoyla ad ma'id ad ein ketz, that the kedusha of Shabbos is exceedingly great. In fact, it is limitless. Ad she'amru, till such a degree, Amash Amash Shem Shabbos kihilchasoi. It says that somebody who guards the Shabbos according to its halacha, afilu oivid avaydezora kedar enosh, even if he serves idolatry like the generation of Enosh, which I guess were really good at serving idolatry, moichlin lai, he is forgiven for that avera. Shenemar mechaleloi. It says, he who is Shomer Shabbos mechalalei, he who keeps the Shabbos from transgressing it. Al tikre mechalalei, say Chazal, don't read it from transgressing it. Ela mochulei, he is forgiven. What's going on? Explains the Maranayim, da Shabbos hu chiyus kalayomim. Shabbos is the life force of all the days. Hu nikre chemdas hayomim, it is called the treasure of the days. What does it mean? Chemdas hayomim. Shekol hashishi yomim chemdim lihiskal al imoy ulikabla kedushase. All the 6 days yearn to become one with it, to become unified with it, and to receive from it, referring to from Shabbos, to receive from it its kedusha, its holiness. What's going on? Why? Why do the other days yearn to be connected to Shabbos? Ki Shabbos shmo d'kudsha b'richo. Because the Zohar says that Shabbos is the name of Hashem, u'shlimu d'kol sitr, and it is complete from every angle, k'mesh k'siv b'Zohar Kodesh. Therefore, v'chol hachisroin shebevavi me'achol, any flaw in the 6 days of the week, so when a Shabbos comes, and a person keeps the Shabbos according to halacha, in order to receive the kedusha of Shabbos as is appropriate, so even though they blew it during the week, and they blew all kinds of holes and made all kinds of errors in the weekday, nonetheless, because he kept the Shabbos and received its kedusha, bevada yismalu kalachisroinus, he will fill in all the flaws, we will rectify all the flaws, me'achad iur shlima dekol sitr, because by definition, Shabbos is shalem, is whole from every vantage point. Ulikach, for this reason, afilu oivad avaydezora kedar enosh, even if during the week a person, mamash, was so corrupt that they served idolatry like the Dor of Enosh, Meichlin Lai, they are forgiven because Shabbos is Shalem. What's the Yisoid here? Why do we take this as the example? Ki Aveira hu Oisiois Ovar Yudke. The very word Aveira, which means a transgression, means the person has caused to pass Hashem. Ovar Yudke. He banished Hashem. Right? Al yidei aveira, because through an aveira, silik elikus shebikirbay, the person is banished the godliness in his midst. V'nifsek mechayachayim, and he becomes cut off, severed from the source of life. Yizbor shemoy hanes lechayim lachol chay. The person has cut themselves off from the source of life, the Ribbono Shel'olam, who is he who gives chayim lachol chay. That's what happens when a person does an aveira. So therefore, ve'aveira hu b'chinas hakatnus. As a result, the person severs themselves from the source of life, so the aveira places them into a state of katnus, of narrowness. Shenafal mitchila l'makom hakatnus, the person initially falls into a place of constraint, sham hadinim. And in that place, is the Midas Adin. That's where the attribute of harsh judgment lives. It dwells in this place of Din. Because the person is living in such narrow constraints, so they have become severed in total from their source. However, we know that on Shabbos there is no din, there is no judgment. As the Zohar says, and then all forces of evil disappear, they're all banished. If a person prepares himself for Shabbos and he allows Shabbos to enter him, very fascinating language. It's not just experiencing the Shabbos, but it's a person who prepares for Shabbos and allows Shabbos to enter him. Is bevada yetzei mibchina harishayna. The person will go out from their place of narrowness, from the place of dinim. Umachnes habayre bilvavai. And they will enter the Creator into their hearts. Umisyachedim bayre. And they'll become one with the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Vehave tikkun achisaron shemekaydem. And as a result, they will rectify whatever flaw existed ahead of time. There can't be any greater flaw. There can't be any greater flaw in a person than a person who has cut themselves off from the source of life and is now virtually dead. Why do we use that language? Because the wicked during their life are considered dead. For this very reason, because they are severed from the source of life. But if a person guards the Shabbos and he enters the Shabbos and he prepares for the Shabbos, is misakin achisorin, the person rectifies the chisorin, and they become whole again from every vantage point. Shabbos, there is no din. So Shabbos, the Kedusha Shabbos, realigns the person with their source, and as a result, they're reinfused with the source of life. Zokta Hafli Diketaych. Ulekach Nemar. For this reason, it says about he who transgresses the Shabbos. Mechalaleho Mois Yumos. He who violates the Shabbos is put to death. Says the Maranayim, ki mechalaleo. What is the language of mechalal? Why do we call a person named mechalal Shabbos? Explains the Maranayim, miloshen ki motze cholo. Remember there by the parsha of Yegla Rufa, the Torah refers to a body which is found, a dead body. Says the Torah, ki motze cholo. If a dead person is found. So he says, that's mechaleleha, is he who creates dead people. That's a verb. Mechaleleha, from the language of chalal, he who creates the dead. Ki imhu einem mashlim chisreina yedea Shabbos ka'amor. Because if a person does not utilize the Shabbos in order to rectify their flaws, as mentioned earlier, not only will Shabbos not help him if he doesn't prepare himself to be mashlim himself through the Shabbos, not only will Shabbos not help him, but the Shabbos will end up damaging him more because it will be mechalal him, it will make him more dead. There's no way for the person to set themselves back. Rachmona litzlan, may Hashem save us. V'nikra hayrigas atzmi, that person is called a person who's committing spiritual suicide. They're killing themselves. Me'acha she'en le'trufa la'achis es atzmi, because he has no other way to heal himself, imu mechalas ha'shabbos, if he's mechalas ha'shabbos. Meaning somebody who's shomer the Shabbos. So even if he botched up during the week and cut himself off, so he reinfuses himself with life. But if a person violates the Shabbos, he's cut himself off from any ability to restore his life. Not only himself, He is destroying the world along with him as well. Kimachasa shleimus seishal Shabbos, because he is removing the shleimus. He's lessening the shleimus of Shabbos. Ki Shabbos i'ev shekim shi'a shleimus, because there can't be Shabbos unless there is wholesomeness. Umitzidayim, for this person, he's making it impossible. Therefore, he's saying, Mais Yumas, he's put to death, meaning not he's put to death necessarily by Bezin. He is creating death in the world. Shi'a b'chinas meis v'chola, he's remaining dead. Ka'omer, shem hevius atzim v'kach, he's brought himself to being dead. How? Not even with what he did on Shabbos, but what he did during the week. And comes Shabbos, the Baruch Hashem is giving him an opportunity to set the record straight and to bring shleimus to his life again, to bring wholesomeness. So now he goes and botches it up. It takes the bottle of penicillin and flushes it down the toilet. Ad sheyoshev al Hashem, until he returns to Hashem, v'yikav le'olav lishmer Shabbos kochos, and he accepts upon himself once again to guard the Shabbos. Well, ziyashlim chisroina, and then Shabbos comes along and heals every form of flaw. But as long as the person is not keeping Shabbos appropriately, it's impossible in any which way to return himself to the source of life in a whole way. Continues the Maranaim and Oida. It is note, Marshakos of the Gemara, what the Gemara writes, Ilu Shomer Yisrael, Shtei Shabbosois, Miad Avin Nigolin, if Kol Yisrael would keep two Shabbosois, they would immediately be redeemed. Kinoida, what are the two Shabbosois? Kinoida, because it is known, Kibachal Dava Tzorech Lias, Chayme Vitzura, that everything in the world has to have Chayme Vitzura, source which is expounded upon a great deal in the Maral. That there's a form and a substance in all things. Ukedusha Shabbos El Yoina. So the holiness of Shabbos above Mislabesh's Bitanu Gimagashmiim. So we know that on Shabbos there's all kinds of tremendous pleasures. Shetziva Hashem Yisbarach Oysonu La'ango Yishu Achoyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded us to pleasure the Shabbos. That is the physical aspect of Kedusha Shabbos. The pleasures of Shabbos. Zeh nikra b'chinas shtei Shabbosos. These are the two levels of Shabbos. Hachoyme v'hatzura. The form and the substance. Now, v'imu mekayim Shabbos echo dainu hachoyme levad. Look how he teaches the two Shabbosos. Doesn't mean 2 weeks, like we normally translate it. It means both forms of Shabbos. The physical aspect of Shabbos and the spiritual aspect of Shabbos. But if a person only keeps one aspect of Shabbos, he only keeps the chont and the kigel. Is einzu shleimus sheyavaya yadezeh legula pratius. They will not give the person the ability to come through Shabbos to a personal redemption. She is malach hisoynus kama, that he should be able to fill the void that he created. Why? Because the Shabbos that he's experiencing is hollow, it's empty without its true life source. But similarly, if a person's going to decide only to dwell in the tzura, in the image of Shabbos, in the spirituality of Shabbos, there too you can't do it. Because you need the utensil, you need the vessel within which the Shabbos is embodied. But through both levels of Shabbos, b'chayim v'tzura, shumidas layla v'yoyim. Just in case we thought we knew what we were talking about, he throws in a little curveball. Layla v'yoyim, day and night. V'havin and understand well that this is the concept of the shtei Shabbosos. You need to have the spiritual aspect of Shabbos and the physical aspect of Shabbos in order to be able to rectify, to be able to bring this true havtacha of geula, of personal redemption to the world. You need both aspects. V'afilu le'atoyra yevshal la'giya kiyamay de'shmir Shabbos k'roi. Even to Torah, even if a person wants to merit true Torah, you can't do it without Shmir Shabbos. Ki Shabbos hu olam ha-machshava, because Shabbos is the world of machshava, the world of thought. Shenikra chachma mikoira Torah kenoida. Shabbos is the source of Torah. Shabbos is the olam ha-machshava, which is chachma, which is the source of Torah. Says, with this we understand, Ulechein nikra Talmud Chacham b'shem Shabbos. Therefore we find in Chazal that a Talmud Chacham is called with the name Shabbos, because he has the Chachma. Why? Because the Talmud Chacham, too, lives in the world of Machshava, alias Kashrusa, because the Talmud Chacham, just like Shabbos, is the day of Chachma, so the Talmud Chacham, who has his Kashrus, so he therefore is Pchinas Shabbos. So he says, Hafla v'fela. Ulechein koidem shekibla Yisrael esatayim esina. He answers here a phenomenal question. Why is it Shabbos b'mara nitzdavim? Why is it that Shabbos was given before Kabbalah Satayra? Why was it necessary that the Rebbeinu Shalom give Shabbos before the giving of the Torah? So he says it was necessary because without Shabbos he can't have Torah. Therefore, before Klal Yisrael got the official formal Torah on Har Sinai, nitnalem Shabbos b'mara, they're given Shabbos in Mara. Mitam zeh, for this reason, liskasher es atzman ba'olam ha'machshava, in order to bind themselves in this world of thought, mikoyer ha'Torah, the source, the root of Torah, she'also b'machshava, k'may shekziv, like it says, soif masa, the soif, the end of the action, b'machshava tchila, comes first in thought, it says in the Chadaydi, V'yachekach, only after they have the Chachma Tchila, Yuchlo the Kabbal b'maisa, then they could accept the Torah, receive the Torah in actuality, V'nitna lehem ha-Torah lamata, and then they're given the Torah here below. V'yachekach, the reason is, Sha'ashabbos u'pchinas oylem ha-machshava, that Shabbos is this world of ha-machshava, Akein ein shum dinin b'Shabbos klal, and because it is olam ha-machshava, therefore on Shabbos there is no din. Me'achash ein shum mokim dinin klal, because in the area of chachma there is no such thing as hischalkus as dinin, and therefore v'zeu kol shem Shabbos kilchasai. For this reason, Chazal say that anybody who keeps the Shabbos according to its halacha, Noisdim le nachla b'di mitzorim, is given an inheritance without borders. Why? V'noida, because we've learned in the past pieces, ki mitzrayim or mitzorim hu b'chinas din v'tzimtzum. Boundaries, by definition, is a concept of a tzimtzum, of a constriction, of a limitation. Kamen etzlenu. Al posuk, like we learned on the posuk, kol reidfeo hisigua b'nam tzorim, all who chased her were able to chap her between the borders. Ki al yidei shenayfa l'makom adin v'akatnos, if a person falls into a place of din, of restriction, sham roidfim ha'isam adinim atzmam shebemakom ahu, there's nobody chasing the person but the very judgment that exists in the place that the person has placed themselves. However, v'al yidei shemesham shabbos kil chasai, but if a person keeps the Shabbos according to its talachas, then ba'al oylem ha'machshava, he leaves that place of Meitzarim. As a result, Shem Shandinim Klal, then he goes to live, he dwells in a place where there is no din. Shunach Lebeli Meitzarim, that's a world without constriction, it's a world without judgment. He explains, Vayter Gevaldik, V'yalkein, for this reason, Nitzdavinu B'Shabbos, Alametes Melochos Shein Ovois, on Shabbos we were commanded to keep 39 categories of work. They're called the Aves Melachas. Explains like this. Kinoida. It is known. Ki abriya hoysal minas, shele yehe adam oysas shum melacha. Really, the world was created with the intent that a person would have to do no melacha. No work would need to be done by humans. Ki mavaydas habayis baruch, outside of serving a Kodesh Baruch. Machma shele yotach lezeh, simply because it was unnecessary. Because the original intention in creation was that the world would operate as it will in the future. Chazal says that in the time to come, Eretz Yisrael will give out full sandwiches, vending machines from the trees. You pick up, you know, you got a tuna sandwich tree, and it, and an egg seller tree. It'll give out fair to get full bakery goods. Chazal tell us that it was only because of the sin of Adam Rishon. Sheniskal Adama, Lametes Klalas. The earth was cursed with 39 curses. Is mitzidan from that vantage point of those curses, bo alametes malachas. So we need now to compensate with 39 forms of malacha, kigoyin azereyav achayrish, planting and plowing and so on. V'ashabbos u'men oylam haba, but Shabbos is a glimpse of the world to come. L'chein tzorech havshvisa, therefore we need to rest min alametes malachas. You got to rest from the 39 works because we're living in the world to come. Everything's got to be prepared before Shabbos. Come on, lost it. Like it'll be in the world to come, that everything's going to be ready made. Therefore, mitam zed, it's totally consistent with the fact that Shabbos is this world of machshava, without any din. Therefore, that the laws of Shabbos are like mountains that are hanging on a hair. Opirish Rashi ma'at remez yesh b'mikra. Rashi says this is alluded to in the pasuk. Kimeach shubchinas chachma ein tzorich lichtev bariches. Rashi says that all of Malach Shabbos is barely alluded to in the pasuk. It's just a remez. So he explains because it is in the source of chachma. So where you're living in the world of chachma, dai lechakime b'remiza. It says about smart people that it's enough just to give them a slight hint and they already understand the rest. So where in other areas of Torah, the Torah embellishes a great deal to tell us what the halachas are. When it comes to the laws of Shabbos, they're barely alluded to. Why? Because Shabbos is associated with Chachma. And when you're living in the world of Chachma, all you need is just a hint and everything else becomes clear. So therefore, the laws of Shabbos are barely alluded to because that is all in the world of Chachma. The alkane, phenomenal. The alkane, gamkane, amra, noisnim, le mashalas libai. Therefore, it says that anybody who keeps the Shabbos, the requests of his heart are given. Kimash tziyakim b'ni adam, because the fact that people cry out, v'koydim la Hashem, and they call out to Hashem, mitzorasayim, from their tzoras, v'enim nenim, and they're not answered, hu al yidei shem misrachkim me'abayr baruch hu, because they're distant from Hashem, shu shorish hachayim, who's the source of life. And they have fallen into a place of din. And even though the person's crying out to Hashem, because the person distanced himself from Hashem beforehand, he's very distant, he's not answered. But as he said earlier, if a person keeps Shabbos appropriately, is meishav esatz melechayah chayim. He returns himself to the source of life. Ki alken Shabbos oisias toshev. For this reason, Shabbos has the same letters as toshev, which means to return, tshuva. Ki al yoda, because through Shabbos, yachal loshuv, a person can return, l'shoyrish chayah chayim, to the source of life. Umiyad shemachnes habayir b'kirbo, even asa mishkan, immediately as the person has entered the Ribbono Shel Olam into himself, and he becomes a Mishkan. Is us, then about him it is said, Korev Hashem l'chol korev, that Hashem is close to all who call out to him. Therefore, he's given the requests of his heart. Because his heart becomes the Mishkan. All of this happens, Anegas HaShabbos. That is ma'aneg es Hashabbos, es huribui, es we know comes to include something additional. What does it come to add here? L'rabis ha'oneg bebeiz b'chinoisov b'choymer v'tzurekom. It comes to add the pleasure on both levels, the pleasure in choymer, the pleasure in tzura, physically and spiritually, as was said above. Vizel is similarly in the same vein, explains the Maranai. Gamkin, this also is the explanation of Amavak, it is a choyle b'Shabbos. Somebody who visits a sick person on Shabbos. Oimer, Shabbos hu melizek urufua kreva lovay. He says, instead of saying urufua shalema, so a person says, it is Shabbos, Shabbos, we're not allowed to call out. Urefuah, kreva lava, and the refuah is soon to come. Based upon this, he says it makes a lot of sense. Because certainly when a person brings himself close to Hashem through Shabbos, and it brings Hashem into inside of him, then the person is totally whole. And he's whole from every angle, without any flaw. Therefore, for sure, the refuah is soon to come. Because he has cleaved, he's connected himself to Hashem, like the Shabbos through Shabbos. Umachnisa b'kibin, he's brought Hashem into himself. Therefore, have etzle shleimus agame, he's by him, he is totally whole. Ushlima the chol sitrin, he's whole from every angle, b'lishum chisarim, without any flaw. Ubevade, therefore, harifuah krevalav, the refuah is certain to come. Kihid b'kas atzme l'chayachayim, because he's now connected to the source of life. V'chadama yichoy lehi shetirachem, another opinion says, it is possible that he will have mercy. Ki biladai haShabbos, because without Shabbos, shuach nosas adikus b'kirbe, which is entering the godliness into himself, bevada yev sheshetirachem. For sure, there will not be rachmanis. Ach shavai de shmir Shabbos, but now through the shmir Shabbos yichayli sheshetirachem, there certainly exists the possibility that Hashem will have rachmanis on this person for hovin and understand well the connection, the restoration, if you will, that Shabbos affords the person who is shomer Shabbos kilchasai. Therefore, he is noisnin lay mishalis libay. He is given the desires of his heart, because by Shabbos a person restores themselves to the source of life. Gewalt.